Jasmine.
I'm Jasmine. I haven't come on yet.
Okay, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How about yourself?
Good.
Good.
Very good.
Was there class for the reincarnation lesson yesterday?
Yes.
I don't know. I didn't get it. What is our time for that class on Saturday?
I'm sorry, what?
What is the time on for afternoon, for Sunday afternoon
on Sunday?
Class?
Well, it's 3 o'clock West Coast time. So for me, it's 5. I guess for you, it would be 4.
No, I'm here
really
in Florida. What time is it now for you? 10 o'clock?
9 o'clock.
Oh, no wonder. So what would be for me is 10.
Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. Good evening.
Judy. Hi,
good
Judy.
Evening.
Oh, good evening, everyone.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tahati, Terubah, Alpha Gimel Yitzhak Sadi, Pavel Rima. Amcha sagvenu, tacharenu, nora, upreshayim sintet nun. Na gibor, dorshei chudcha, kivavak, shamrem, nun gimodalad, yutkavshin. Na gibor dorshei chudcha kevava shamrem nun gimel dalet yud kashin barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamim yamlem betet resh tzadi taf gimel Hasin Kadosh Berov Tucha Nael Agata Etkufet Tetnunayan Yachid Geyeh Lamcha Penei Zokre Kedushatah Yud Gimelamet Bezayan Kuf Shavadimu Kabel Ushma tziakatenu yodea talumot in kufav tadiyot taf. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Zechanu, Erech Apayim, Zeral Chesed Ze'emet, Notzer Chesed La'alafim, Noseawam La'afesha, V'chata'a V'nakei, We're now going to connect to the energy of certainty utilizing a verse from the Zohar. It's from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29. We will start with a L'shem Yichud. for those people who might be listening to this recording and they're not used to the way we open our classes, it takes about 20 minutes to do the opening. Most of it is in Hebrew. It's essentially a process of connecting to energy, metaphysical energy. So if this is something that you find a little uncomfortable because you don't know the meaning of these words, rather than wanting to connect to energy, feel free to bypass it and listen to the intellectual material after the first 20 minutes. I don't recommend that. I think you're hurting yourself by doing it. But everybody has free choice. L'shem Yehud Kud Shabrihu Ishkinte Bidhilu Urhimu Udhilu Udhilu Urhimu Le'achta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe V'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'yehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Fenenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Fenenehu Rabbi Abba Amar Dika Ma'atar Tane Nan Dekudcha Berichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kolaihu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot V'le'lach Mila Be'alma Divae Barnash Ladachya Leya mineya ulan hagateya kelana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun wikola itzderich di alma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778, the current year. The energy, this energy of this year is bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon, vayidchal vayavo, hamelech liroto, vayomer Amnon, el hamelech tavo. Not amar achoti, ut labev le'ene, shite levivot be'evre, mi ada.
The second verse that we study has the name of the verse, the name of the year concealed within it. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. The verse is from Psalms. It's chapter 32, verse 5.
Chatati odiacha wa'aloni lo kisiti amarti ode ale peshai ladonayo he wahe wi'ata nasata Awam Chatati Sela.
The year 5777, known as the year of the goat, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first one that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52.
Tod sadumi katsipor oyevai chinam.
When we take the first letters of these words, we get satsuki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of penance. The second verse is from Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8, that we study. concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Zion, and the letters of this name are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohe Wahe Elohe Pem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first one that we study, the first verse we study, is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat ולא יכלו להפשיט את כל העולות ויחסקום אחיכם הלוויים עד כלא תמלכה ועד יתקדשו הכהנים כי הלוויים ישרי לבב להתקדש מהכהנים. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei Lalahei Wawawa Yola Yolame Hei 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 Aka A Rekaha. The second verse that connects to this year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead Kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Sur Olamim. The year 5775. As the energy of swallowing up death forever, there are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23 is the next verse we study. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yidchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachum v'halachti ifmem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipaski oto v'kol al v'yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy. And this verse is 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom liami liYisrael untati vushakam tavta velo yirgaz od velo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the technique of the root vowels and saying each letter with its root vowel out loud. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta. Hey, Zayo, Allah, da,
la awa hey hey ah yoza la me be hey hey re yo hey ko me la awa kala yo la wa wa pe hey la nu la ha yo 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 hey la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey ah ah yo re ta shi ah hey. Ray yo yo awa me waka be washi re yo he wa la he he kawa ko me ni da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo ashi la me yo he. Wa he he, wa he wa da nu yo, he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta, me be he pe wa yo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me ta re, wa me de yo he he, a nu wa me he yo, da me be me nu ko, a yo a he be wa. Ray ah hey yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the Tzaddikim, the 72 names from the Tzaddikim, using the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be ta ya ah ah me. Sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da la ha wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo awa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ta a ko me nu da anu yo he wa me re he ya yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la a re yo a la me ta he wa he wa da la yo he yo shi la la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he me pe pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo wa he ala wa me za yo da he be me ka ko ala a ke he a wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. Now the Tzaddikim who left today, which is the 28th day of Shabbat, Rabbi Mordechai ben Rabbi Moshe Gedalia of Seville, Rabbi Alexander Sender of Zolchov, Rabbi Emmanuel of Preshid Chabort, Rabbi Yosef David ben Yitzhak Isaac Zindheim, Rabbi Mordechai Goldman, Rabbi Menachem Nahum Twersky of Chernobyl, Rabbi Shalom Zelig Steinmetz, Rabbi Mordechai ben Gedalia Moshe Goldman, Rabbi Ephraim Ezra Lanidato,
Rabbi Eliezer Alpa. Rabbi Shmuel Binyamin Rosenberg. Rabbi Nathaniel Quinn. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bakar, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a continuing our essays of Rabbi Ashlag. And if you you'll find the handout in row 16 of the Revealed Wisdom Matrix on the right-hand column. When that landing page opens up, scroll down to class number 34. And the title of this essay is The Introduction to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. Section 1. It is written in the Zohar, in Vayikra, and also in the Parashat Tazria, come and see, all that exists in the world exists for man, and everything exists for him, as it is written. Then the Lord Hashem formed a man with a full name, as we have established, that he is the whole of everything and contains everything, and all that is above and below, etc., is included in that image. Thus it explains that all the worlds, the upper worlds, the lower worlds, are included in man, and also the whole of reality within those worlds is only for man. And we should understand these words. Is this world and everything in it, which serves him and benefits him, too little for man, that he needs the upper worlds and everything within them also? After all, they were created solely for his needs. The end of section one. Section 2. To explain this matter to the fullest, I would have to introduce the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah. But in general, matters will be sufficiently explained within the book so as to understand them. The essence of it is that the Creator's intention in creation was to delight his creatures. Certainly. So as soon as he's contemplated creating the souls and delighting them abundantly, they immediately emerge from before him, complete in form and with all the delights he had planned to bestow upon them. This is because in him the thought alone completes, and he does not need actions as we do. Accordingly, we should ask, why did he create the worlds, restriction by restriction, down to this murky world, and clothe the souls in the murky bodies of this world? Number 3. By now you should recognize this pattern with Rabbi Ashlag. He always asks these questions, but he doesn't answer them until later in the essay. And you don't understand how these questions relate to each other, let alone to anything else. But as you go through his descriptions, it all begins to make sense. Section 3. The answer is that it is written in the Tree of Life, which is a sefer that was written by the student of the Ari, Rabbi Chaim Vital. It is written in the Tree of Life to bring to light the perfection of his deeds. Yet we need to understand, how could it be that incomplete operations would stem from a complete operator, to the point that they would require completion through an act in this physical world? The thing that is that we should distinguish between light and kli, between light and vessel, in the souls, the essence of the souls that were created is the kli in them, the vessel within them. And all the bounty that he had planned to impart them with and delight them is the light in them. This is because, since he had planned to delight them, he necessarily made them as a desire to receive his pleasure. Since the pleasure and the delight increase according to the measure of the desire to receive the abundance. And know that that will to receive is the very essence of the soul with regard to eventually my computer will start moving again. Sorry for the delay. I have too many windows open. Going to come very soon. With regard to the generation and elicitation existence from absence, this is considered the kli of the soul, while the joy and the abundance are considered the light of the soul, extending existence, from his essence. These first three sections are basically describing, this is an unwritten commentary, what they are describing is that the life which is an extension of the Creator, caused the vessel to come into existence. It didn't take a process, yet we see in our universe a process. We have science telling us how the universe was created and formed and went through a process of explosion, expansion, and over billions of years, the energy of the world created life. All of this science is telling us is a process. The Kabbalah says, no. It says yes, and it says no. And we will discover this as we study more. Why does it say yes, and why does it say no? But what these three sections are saying is the vessel came into existence, and there are really two lights. One light we call vessel, and one light we call fulfillment. One light we call desire to receive, and the other light we call the pleasure that that desire wants. Not necessarily that it requires. Are there parts of that pleasure that it requires? Perhaps. We don't know yet based on this essay so far. If somebody knows how to stop pop-ups and the freezing of their computer, I would appreciate knowing. Section 5. We should know that unification and separation applied in spirituality relate only to equivalence of form and disparity of form. This is because if two spiritual objects are of the same form, they are united and they are one and not two, since there is nothing to separate them from one another. They can only be discerned as two when there is some disparity of form between them. Also, to the extent of their disparity of form, so is the measure of their distance from one another. Thus, if they are of opposite forms, they are considered as remote as the east from the west, meaning the greatest distance we can imagine in reality. In this section, you have a tremendous secret that most people do not make the effort to kind of contemplate. We have a galaxy called the Milky Way. Everything in that galaxy is one, united. Why? Because everything, every atom, every molecule, everything in this galaxy has the consciousness of the Milky Way galaxy. Whatever that consciousness is, everything is has the consciousness of Milky Way. It may have additional items of consciousness. But everything has the consciousness of Milky Way. And a few light years away, there's a galaxy called Andromeda. And everything in Andromeda has the consciousness of being in being connected to Andromeda. Now, here is the wisdom that we need to understand, that we need to contemplate. Are there two galaxies, or is there one galaxy? The Milky Way is distant from the Andromeda galaxy by, let's say, 10 light years. It's a long way. Big distance. This section 5 has told us that the disparity of form between Andromeda and the Milky Way, that disparity of form is what creates the distance. So how do we unify the two? By causing the Andromeda consciousness and the Milky Way consciousness to raise to a higher level called universe. Andromeda is in the universe. Milky Way is in the universe. So in addition to the consciousness of Milky Way, everything in the Milky Way also has the consciousness of universe. And everything in the Andromeda has the consciousness of universe. In addition to its lower level of consciousness called Andromeda. This is the secret to unification. The sixth section. But in the Creator there is no thought or perception whatsoever, and we cannot utter or say anything with regard to Him. But since we know you by your actions, we can discern that he is a desire to bestow, since he created everything in order to delight his creatures and bestow his abundance upon us. Thus the souls are in oppositeness, a form from him, since he is all bestowal, and has no will to receive anything, while the souls were imprinted with a will to receive for themselves. And we have already said that there is no greater oppositeness of form than that. It follows that had the souls remained within the will to receive, they would forever remain separated from Hashem. That's the end of section 6. How does Hashem transform our desire to receive to a desire to share? How does he transform his desire to receive, which we're told here that he doesn't have any? So how does he separate each soul from the desire to share? Because each soul is not a new creation. It's a spark, a splinter, so to speak, off of the desire to share. This is why it feels so good when you share. It can be overridden by a consciousness, but if you're honest with yourself, whenever you share, you feel good. Section 7. Now you will understand what is written in the Tree of Life, that the reason for the creation of the world was that he must be complete in all his actions and powers. And if he did not execute his actions and powers in actual fact, he would seemingly not be considered whole. This seems perplexing, for how can incomplete actions emerge from a complete operator to the extent that they would need correction? From what you has been explained, you can see that the essence of creation is only I keep getting stuck. I don't know why. The essence of creation is only the desire to receive. How does Rabbi Ashlag understand that from what he has written? If everything is created as a desire to receive, then all of creation is a desire to receive. What is it that wants to receive? The fulfillment of that desire to receive. On the one hand, I'm continuing to read. On the one hand, it is greatly deficient, since it is opposite in form from the giver, which is separation from him. But on the other hand, this is the entire innovation and the existence from absence that he had created, by which to receive from him what he had planned to bestow upon them. So what was created was created to receive what the Creator has to share. Continuing to read. Yet, had they remained separate from the Emanator, he would seemingly be incomplete. For in the end, complete operations must stem from the complete operator. Rabbi Ashlag here is saying that the Hashem is complete, and he can only create completed beings. He could not create a being, a desire to receive, that he did not have the fulfillment within him. Because then what he created would be incomplete. For this reason, he restricted his light and created the world. The restriction by restriction down to this world, and clothed the soul in a worldly body. And through the practice of Torah and mitzvot, the soul obtains the perfection it lacked prior to creation, the equivalence of form with Hashem. Thus it will be fit to receive all the abundance and pleasure included in the thought of creation, and will also be in complete divakut, cleaving with him in equivalence of form. Is that clear to you? Hashem created the vessels, the vessel, the one vessel, to receive pleasure from him. In exchange for that, the vessel will reveal the light. But he doesn't do his process of growth, his process of being, because he desires the fulfillment. He does it because that's why he was created to do so. The desire for a pleasure is only an effect of the Creator creating the vessel to reveal the light of the Creator. We have to know what is cause and what is effect. And we're taught in Kabbalah the cause is always the spiritual level. We will stop here tonight. We have a few minutes left for questions. Please feel free to ask questions to ask a question. If you've muted your phone, you need to press *6 once again so you can be heard. Tomorrow's classes at 4:30 p.m. West Coast time will be a deeper Zohar class on the parasha of Noah. And at 7 o'clock, we will have a Tikkuni Zohar class. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Shalom to all.